This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Ezekiel chapter 7, an answer for the complaint that life is not fair. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
From time to time I hear people complain that life is not fair. Two people use the same grass seed in their lawn, use the same brand of fertilizer, diligently water and cut the grass, and one person's lawn is filled with crab grass, and the other is not. Life is not fair. Two people work equally hard at their jobs. One is promoted, and the other is not. So like the person with crab grass, the person not promoted complains that life isn't fair. Okay, maybe so. But although life may not be fair, God is. That is one of the great lessons in today's section of Scripture. In Ezekiel chapter 7, verses 1 and 2, we read words with a ring of finality. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of Man. This is what the Sovereign Lord says to the land of Israel. The end has come. God declared that the play was over, and the curtain was about to fall. In verse 3, the Lord describes the basis of His judgment. I will judge you according to your conduct and repay you for all of your detestable practices. And then, as the passage continues, God repeats His reason for judgment three more times. These people will be repaid exactly what they have earned. Nothing more, nothing less. God will not make up a list of things that are not true. He will judge the people fairly. We can always count on the Lord to be fair, even if life is not. But what God does may not always appear fair. And there's a very good reason for that. God's objectives are often different from ours. His great purpose for His people is to conform us to the image of His Son. This is His primary concern. But if we are not careful, we can fall into the same pitfall that snared the Old Testament people of God. God wanted them to be a kingdom of priests whose lives would bless the world. They were to take the message of the true and living God to the nations round about them. But they became concerned for their own comfort and complained when their prosperity was disrupted. Christian, God is not concerned primarily with our comfort, but with our being conformed to the image of Christ. And in whatever way He chooses to bring that about, He will be fair. We can count on that. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
A daily time alone with the Lord has marked the turning point in countless lives. To encourage you in establishing a regular habit of daily Bible reading and prayer, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, God's most effective visual aid in communicating the good news of Christ. Read Ezekiel chapters 12 through 15 and join us on Daily Discipleship.